If you are selling a product or service for the first time, or maybe the first time in a long time, the question is, should you do your first group or your first product for free, or should you do it for a small fee? We are going to be talking about it in this episode. You do not want to miss this because it might be something you can learn here today. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are here and excited about the work that we're doing. We're thanking you ahead of time for listening. I feel like I'm referring to myself in the third person, but I am excited that you guys are here and continuing to rock with a sister, as I like to say. We are all over the world now, and we're going to get these numbers up. I am a firm believer. This is what I call my social media. This is what I do to get the word out, to get people to know, like, and trust me, because it makes sense for me, and it works for who I am as a person. So, again, thank you again. Thank you for the donations. If you haven't donated yet and you still want, you can click on the link in the description. It's there. Any amount is an absolute blessing to what it is we are doing. So I was having this discussion. We're talking about your beta group, right? You're doing a beta group and you want to know if you should do it for free or for a fee. Now, if you had the opportunity, or if you didn't have the opportunity, I probably should say, to listen to the episode before this one, we were talking about how to price your product or service. But today we're talking about, so if you've already gotten that pricing down and you're ready to launch, right, should you do free or a fee? Sometimes people are not, I definitely have a strong opinion on this. And I also had to admit when I was wrong about this. So we're going to talk about that, because yes, I was wrong on a particular piece. So one of the first things, again, this is like unto what we talked about in the previous episode, is that one of the things that I am vehemently against, I'm saying that with my whole heart, is that you decide to do it for free because you don't think people will pay for it. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. You have a value to your time and service, and you should charge accordingly for that. But even if we're going to get into what I think the answer should be, but even if you feel like you want to do it for free, you shouldn't do it for free because you are afraid to charge, and you shouldn't do it for free because you might lack the confidence in what it is that you're doing. Because here is the truth. At some point, if this is what you are called to do, or if you believe this is what you should be doing, you're going to have to charge for it. And you're going to have to get comfortable with making the sale and asking for the sale, do the call to action, getting their credit card information, or sending them a link to pay, or giving them another means by which to pay you for your service or your product. And so doing it with this idea of fear, and not charging because of that is an absolute hard no. It's a hard no. Now watch this. That does not mean you're not going to be afraid. I'm not saying to you to not be afraid. I'm saying don't price yourself with fear in your heart. I'm saying that you are going to be afraid and do it and charge anyway. You are going to be, you might not have the confidence and you still should charge anyway, because you got to get the confidence some sort of way, right? So just don't allow that to be why you choose not to do it. And I really want you, if you are thinking about doing a beta group for any reason, and for those who don't know, a beta group is basically your test group, so to speak. Like you have a product or service and this is your first time putting it to market and you want to test it. And you generally, that's called a beta group, right? It might be like even if it's a service and all the kinks aren't out of it, you want to be able to, you know, have a group to be able to do that. Because watch this, there are people that are absolute early adopters. I'm one of those people that's an early adopter. And an early adopter are people that know they're going to get crazy value for an incredible price because people are testing or because folks are just getting started and they know everything is not in its final form. Because you, man, those are when the best, absolute best deals come. So, you know, don't despise humble beginnings. It's okay if you're just getting started, but charge accordingly. So that's something that I'm very, very passionate about, is that people charging what their worth is and what they've put into it. Now, you have a beta group, and I think that what I have learned, where I was wrong, I'm going to tell you where I was wrong. I was having a conversation with my girl, and I was like, why are you doing this for free? Now, I didn't like her answer. She wasn't really giving it to me because I'm a boss or anything like that, but I'm just pressing her on it a little bit and asking her, why is she doing it for free? Now, I don't think she really, if I am honest, I don't think she really had an answer. It was just, or let me rephrase, she didn't share her answer with me, but she felt good about doing what she was doing for free. And I was like, you need to charge for your first one. You need to charge. Go ahead and charge, right? So we were going back and forth. Then I asked another friend of mine about that and the conversation we were having. And that friend said, you know, it all depends, right? Because if you are, you know, you might need the confidence, right? So you charge, you can, you know, you might do it for free. And that's why I said, I don't want people to do it because of a lack of confidence or because they're fearful. But what the parting line that I was able to draw was from that conversation was that perhaps this is a new field, right? It's a new endeavor. It's not something kind of in line with what it is that you've done before. And because you are trying to establish your footing in a particular industry, you might do it for free. That makes absolutely great sense. Absolute great sense. It makes great sense. And I had to go back to my girl, tell her I was wrong. And why? Because what I realized where I was wrong was, is I was coming from the perspective that I've already done a lot of the free beta testing that I've done. And I'm comfortable with charging from a beta just based on the knowledge that I have. And because I've been a coach for so long, because I've been certified executive coach for so long, because I've, ran programs and wrote, you know, frameworks and done all that type of stuff. Even if I'm going into a new arena or a slightly new arena, I still feel comfortable in my ability to coach and to train. So therefore, I don't necessarily feel like I need to not charge anything. But that's not the case for everyone. And so that may be how, if you're trying to decide if you want to charge for your beta group, think about it along those lines, right? Think about it along the lines of, do you have the knowledge base that is solid enough that you feel comfortable enough to be able to charge? Now, watch this. Here's another way to look at it. Let's say you are a person that has, you have a job where you are a leader in your job. And let's say you're doing some factory work. The TV's on right now. That's what came to my mind. So you're doing some factory work with heavy machinery. That's probably a terrible example, but this is where we are. And you want to start teaching people how to, you want to start going into different organizations where people have high rates of accidents in their facilities, and you want to start training on that. Now, you might decide, because you've been a factory worker for 10 years, 20 years, and you have helped and trained people in your organization, that even though this is a new endeavor for you, you've had the experience to be able to make it so that you don't have to start with a free thing, right? Because it's been part of your job. Okay. So maybe you've been, you know, let's say, you know, you guys know I've been a school principal. If I'm a school principal and I'm deciding that I want to start training, you know, educational leaders, I don't feel like I need to start at zero because I was a school principal for enough years to feel confident in that. But if I was going into fitness, that is something totally different than I haven't done in a field like that. Even though I have some coaching and training experience, it might be, I probably personally would still charge for my product or service, even in that field, because it's still coaching, right? And so it really is this idea of getting in where you fit in and making sure that you are comfortable with your level of excellence to be able to coach. Now, here's another thing. I've heard some clients say, well, I don't really want to charge, or I don't want to charge that much because I haven't gotten it all figured out. Let me bless you with this. The goal is to train people who are behind you in their level of figuring it out. So let's just say a scale of 1 to 10, and 1 is I haven't figured it out, and 10 is I got it all figured out. If you're at a 4, you're coaching people on a 1, 2, and a 3. That's just what it means. Even if it's the beginning stages, right? If you're at a 7, you can only coach people up to the level that you are. So it's not because people are going to resonate with you based on where you are. Now, if you're at a 4 and you're coaching people on 1 through 3, as you get to 5, 6, and 7, then you can take on a different clientele of clients as you learn more. So you don't have to not train or not have a product or service or not do something because you are saying, I don't have it figured out. What you have to do is you have to start. Right? You have to start where you are, and you have to feel good about where your start is to be able to do something. Now, if you're on a level 1, there's nobody trained because you're on the same level of other people. But as soon as you start getting to those levels and you find out that the levels before you, or even that you struggled with those levels because you didn't have the support, that can be an excellent way to figure out a business model, right? That was what my girl and I were talking about with, she was doing some certifications, and it was very difficult for her to find some of the support that she needed. And she knows, based on the networking that she does, that there are tons and tons of people who need that type of support. And so it became a business model. So sometimes what you could do is just think about it from that perspective, something that you want to do and why it was hard, and figure out that part. And create a product or service around it. Because I've been doing this for a long time, whenever I am deciding that I'm going to start something new, I'm always doing that new thing while writing in my head what I'm doing for that new thing. Now, that's a skill set that I think that is acquired. It doesn't start that way, because sometimes when you're in it, you don't know how to look at it from two perspectives. The one perspective being in that thing, and the other perspective being outside of that thing, looking in that thing and writing what you're going through and writing what the headaches are from that perspective. You can do that over time. But once you get good at that, the next thing and the next thing and the next thing that you do, you'll be able to look at it from multiple perspectives at the same time. Because what that does is that helps you design framework easier. That helps you design products and services easier. That helps you design the different types of downloadable things, free resources, because you're able to look at it from multiple perspectives. But again, that's not something that you can or should worry about when you are first getting started out. Now, in the previous episode, we talked about, again, just as a refresher, we talked about how to price your product or service. You can always decide to, let's say you're saying, I don't want to do it for free, but I don't want to charge this entire amount first, because I just really don't feel comfortable with that just yet, because I really just want to, you know, it's, my girl said, it's more for me than it is for them. Okay, then do it at 75% off, but make sure they know the price. If your prize is $1,000, make sure they know it's $1,000. But you're doing it at 75% off and it's $250. Maybe you do it at 90% off and it's $100. Whatever, but make sure they know that this is a steal. That's marketing. That's marketing. And it's truth and factual, right? Is that you let people know that you're doing it as a beta, so you're going to do it at 75% off, 90% off, 80% off, Black Friday, whatever the case may be. And I think that that's going to be a way for you, for those of you out there who are saying, I am past free, I don't want to do anything else free, because the folks that I attract, watch this, you also attract a certain free person. Many people in the industry call them tire kickers. They just want to try it out before they do the go to your next level and go to your next level. Sometimes you just don't want to start at that level, right? You might want your base of whatever you're doing to be, $2,500, $3,000, $5,000. You might want it to be that. Or you might be going for something where it's not as much customer facing and you could do it a lot lower. It's okay. None of that matters. I don't want to say none of that matters. I'm saying all that's fair. I'm saying whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. But be comfortable about what you're doing and how you're doing what you're doing. Because again, if you are deciding to do your beta program for free, you gotta put the real price up there at some point. You gotta charge the real price up there at some point, because then people are going to expect that this $1,000 product is only $100. And that's not what we want them to get to. That's not what we want them to do. That's not what we want them to think ever. Because if you do that, then you are grossly undervaluing yourself. And then when you're going to try to raise your prices to the real amount, it's going to be extremely challenging for you to get that pricing. Especially if you're saying if you're doing it for $100 and it's really $1,000, but you didn't let people know at the beginning that it was really $1,000. That's a huge, huge, huge jump. And what it's called is value framing. Right? You're framing what the cost is. So if it's a $5,000 product and you frame that it's a $5,000 product and you're doing it for 90% off and it's $500, you'll frame that it was $5,000. And so psychologically, that helps people to know that, oh my God, this is what the real price is and I'm getting it for this. This must be a deal. Psychologically, because a lot of marketing is psychological marketing. And so that's something that can really help you to get the pricing that you want to get to. And I also don't want you to wait forever to raise your pricing, right? Even if you're doing it for a discount, don't wait forever to raise your pricing. If you have a beta group and your beta group is going through it, you also don't have to wait till your beta group is finished before you start your live group, right? And so there are so many different ways that you can do it. If you have questions on it, my email is in the description. Send me an email. Ask me a question. I'd be more than happy to help you with that. For free, no charge. Because sometimes people are like, oh, they're going to be busy. If I'm telling you to call me, if I'm telling you to email me, email me. If that's what it is that you want to do. Because I do want to help as many people as I can understand more of their value and, making sure that we're making the money that we feel like we deserve, and we're giving the value away and helping people to, be the best versions of themselves. And if God has given us a talent or a skill set to be able to bless people, the Bible talks about that your talent will make room for you, right? It doesn't say it quite like that, but you guys understand what I'm saying. Your gifting will make room for you. What you are good at doing, God can make that be something that can take care of you, can take care of your family. And sometimes we just have to be creative with it. But if you're deciding that you're giving it away all the time, that's going to be pretty difficult to be able to do. So I'm encouraging you to begin to monetize what it is that you're doing. Hit me up if you need some help, because I believe, as I like to say, while we on this side of heaven, we should be doing the Father's work, but we should be doing all that we can to not only impact ourselves and our families, but those people that God is entrusting into our space to be able to help them to be the best version that they can be while they're here on this earth. You guys, I am praying for you. I am praying that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit and that you are going out there and deciding that you're going to be great on purpose. I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.